Next item, please.
599, accept bid of Biohabitats, Inc. for the Sandy River Engineered Log Jams Project for $1,348,176.
Very good. Why don't you come on up? I'll just let you jump right in. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Larry Palat from Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Biohabitats, Inc. for the Sandy River Engineered Log Jams Project for $1,348,176. The original engineer's estimate on this project was $2.3 million, and the Bureau's confidence level was moderate. On November 9, 2016, Council approved the Ordinance 188-113 for Procurement Services to competitively solicit the Sandy River Engineered Log Jams Project. The project was advertised to the city's electronic procurement system, and bids were open on February 14, 2017. Two bids were received in response to the solicitation, and Biohabitats, Inc. is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at $1,348,176, which, after significant adjustments based on project refinement, is minimally under the adjusted engineer's estimate. Portland Water Bureau, along with Procurement Services, identified an aspirational goal for certified DMWESB subcontractor and supplier utilization of 20% of the hard construction costs. There is a total of 87,000, or 6.45%, of DMWESB subcontract participation apportioned as follows. DBE, $22,000 doing trucking and flagging, and ESB, $65,000 for trucking. Biohabitats, Inc. is located in Portland, Oregon, is not a state-certified DMWESB contractor. They do have a current City of Portland business tax registration, and they are in full compliance with the city's contract requirements. The total participation of certified firms for this project, including the non-certified general contractor, is $87,000, which is only 6.45%. The primary scopes of work involved in this project are highly specialized in water work, with very few firms available in the area. Significant outreach was done to involve as many certified firms as possible in the available divisions of work. If the council has any other questions concerning the project, there are representatives from Portland Water Bureau and the contractor here.
So I have just a quick question. When a confidence level is moderate, it's not unusual for us to see the bids come in above the estimate. This is one of those rarities where we had a moderate confidence level, which I understand is heavily prescribed by sort of the standards that we use. And yet the bid came in 41% below the estimate. Do we have a sense of why we are the beneficiary of such good fortune?
Part of that is significant project refinement as we went through, the thing. And another piece of this is this particular firm is doing similar work in the same waterway for other agencies, which has allowed us to, there's a continuity of operations type of benefit to this whole project. So as things move forward, the estimate could get more and more closely refined. The project could become more defined, and then cost came in essentially what it's going to take to do the project.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. So in the impact statement, it says there was a conclusion. It was one primary factor that contributed to the project coming in under budget. And what was that one primary?
Steve Kuchis from Portland Water Bureau is here. I believe it's the thought process of continuity. Steve?
Steve, thank you for being with us most of the day.
Good afternoon. Steve Kuchis. I'm the Environmental Compliance Manager of the Water Bureau and also the project manager of the Habitat Conservation Plan that we've talked to with Council, and this is one project underneath that overall program. Since we turned in the engineering estimate and approached Council in November, we did some serious head-scratching about how we met our biological goals for this project, and we refined that and reduced the amount of work. Therefore, when we sent it out to bid, it was a much tighter project to still reach our initial goals, but it came in with less money. And there is some saving of effort because this contractor is doing work on two different project sites on the Sandy River. So there are some cost savings with demobilization and mobilization costs that would be incurred by this project activity.
That's helpful, but the impact statement says we've come to the conclusion there was one primary factor that contributed to the project coming in. So what was that one primary factor?
A reduce of scope for the lessening of excavation for the work.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you. And we will get a final report on this project when it's done, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am, yeah. You will. And there will be press and there will be a lot of attention for this project.
Good. And the code requires that the low bidder come back to council for an increase of 25% or more. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I will be looking specifically for this one. I've been concerned for a long time that sometimes companies put in a low bid and then there's more and more things come up, and so it ends up that they wouldn't have been the low bidder if we'd know what the final cost was going to be. So I realize that everybody's making an educated guess at this point, but I'd like it specifically called out when it comes back. When will it be completed?
We have some restrictions because this type of work has to be done with what's called an in-water work window. And for the Sandy River, that's from July 15th to August 31st. And that's to be protective of the aquatic habitat. So all of these activities have to be focused on that time period.
So it'll be done by the end of next summer. Is that the hope?
By the end of this summer.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So it's going out soon. Thank you.
Great. Nice job. And thanks for sticking around all day.
Thank you. Is there any public testimony on this item?
I believe he has already left.
Mr. Sponberg
left.
Okay. I don't see him here.
Mayor, I move to accept the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Any further discussion before we call the roll? Call the roll.
Fish?
I just want to acknowledge we're using a lot of public money here to create more log jams. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
I'd almost vote against it just because of the humor quotient not being up to snuff. All right, the report is accepted. Thank you.